This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, July 29th. I have to think about this. This month is moving so quickly. We've only got a couple of days left in July. Today we're going to be joined by Steve Quayle in the third hour. We're going to have an interview with him. We're also going to have some special reports from Paul Joseph Watson. A lot of news today. There is a successful move beginning in California to recall Senator Pan, the doctor who took away informed consent with his bill and bragged about the fact that he wasn't going to stop there in California and he was going to take that across the United States. We're going to talk about that in detail because you know what? That affects everyone. This is a movement that began all at once. Just as we talk about Agenda 21, just as we see with the UN War on Drugs, that was a group of schedules that was created by the UN, just like Agenda 21. They created the war on drugs, gave it four schedules, and 10 years later, Richard Nixon got it enacted verbatim. We talked about that before, about the American Legislative Exchange Council, where they write local state laws and get them pass this form over to the state legislators. All they have to do is fill in the blanks as to which state it is, make sure that it gets passed, and they get some nice little gifts like that. Same thing happening with vaccines. This is a time for people to stand up and get angry and to pay attention to the people who are selling out our freedom, who are selling us down the river, who are destroying this country economically. Here's an article up on InfoWars.com. Here's the politicians who were paid to make GMO labeling illegal, despite 90% of the people wanting this labeling. And again, when they talk about it being the Safe and Accurate Labeling Act, prohibiting states and localities from saying we want to know if genetically modified food is in this processed product. Why wouldn't we want to know that? This is an open-ended question. This is something, genetic modification of everything, of our food, of our animals, is progressing at a very, very rapid rate. We talked about that yesterday. Why would we not want to know if that sort of thing is in our food? And again, there's a lot of different ways that that's been fought. They've spent millions, tens of millions of dollars in referenda at the state levels. They've typically lost when it's been done at the local level. Does that tell you something? Does that tell you that you can get change done at the local level that you can't get done at the federal level, at the state level? And of course, that's why they move this to the national level. They can get it done in America because Monsanto owns a lot of legislators in the United States. They don't own that many people in other countries. So that's why we've got things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TTIP, the Transatlantic Partnership. They're going to make sure that in countries where they have put restrictions, put labeling on GMO, made some of these additives illegal, they're going to make sure that that is removed. That's one of the reasons that they're putting this in. It's not about free trade. It is about controlled crony capitalism. That's why they won't show you the legislation. Some other news coming out, of course. Yesterday, the Chinese stock markets plummeted again. Another huge drop. And this happened not that long ago. Remember, we had a massive drop on a Monday. Now this has happened again. Markets are very shaky. And the question is, when you see that, and we said that at the time, yes, they recovered with a great deal of government intervention. Is it a dead cat bounce when that happens? Perhaps it is. So we're going to be talking about economic news today. The Fed is going to be having their pontification meeting. Everybody's going to be watching Janet Yellen to see if there's white smoke coming out of the meeting, to see if rates are going to be rising. So we'll take a look at that. We're also going to take a look at a very special piece of crony capitalism just for the bankers. You won't believe this one. I didn't know about this myself. It's been there since the creation of the Federal Reserve. An incredible piece of set aside. Talk about crony capitalism. Talk about corporate welfare. Of course, that's what happens. They get away with that while Greece goes down the tubes and the rest of us as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brace, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this July 28th, 2015, Tuesday, a live edition. I'm David Knight, your host here in Austin. We're going to be joined later in the show by Alex Jones. He is in Europe. He is looking at the globalist takeover there right now. They are in London. He's going to be calling in. So is Paul Joseph Watson later in the show. And today, of course, we've had yet another Planned Parenthood video, undercover video. Sting video. As I said in the last segment, it is not a hoax, as the liberal media is trying to cover for this. It is a sting. You understand the difference, right? When somebody is engaged in criminal activity, when they're monologuing like a supervillain because they don't know they're on video, that is a sting. It used to be done all the time by real journalists. It's now being done by these real journalists who are getting it. It's done all the time by law enforcement. That's the way they capture so many people, because you just don't confess when you know the camera is on. This is an amazing video that came out today. Again, these videos, this one is very, very disturbing. because in this particular one, you can see them picking through the baby parts. There are stills, there are videos. It is very disturbing. If you watch this, if you have a conscience, if it hasn't been seared, it will bring tears to your eyes. But of course, Boehner can't cry about anything except golf. He gets on the golf channel, he gets moved to tears, but when it comes to these videos, he says he needs more facts before he can do something. That's just absolutely amazing. We're going to have Abby Johnson. I'm sorry. We're going to have Abby Johnson, and we're going to talk to her. She's a former Planned Parenthood employee. She became a whistleblower. She was disturbed by what she saw. We're going to talk to her. We're going to try to get through this video. It's just, I saw it this morning. I'm sorry. And we're going to talk about some politics here in a minute. I just saw this story at the top of the news stack. Central Florida theaters are issuing an alert on safety measures, telling people to report suspicious characters. We are becoming a very, very paranoid society. Of course, they're not going to give people the ability to carry concealed. They're going to continue to make them gun-free zones. So, yes, there is an element of risk there. But I'm just reminded in the last couple of days, I've been going around with my son trying to get saltpeter, potassium nitrate, because we're trying to use it as fertilizer for some spirulina that we're trying to grow. And, of course, when we walk in and we've gone to store after store because nobody carries this anymore. I don't know if it's become, at least some of the people, we went to a drugstore, a small drugstore, not a big chain. And they told us, well, we used to carry it, but we had to stop carrying it a while back. I don't know if it was made illegal. I think they made it illegal in Canada. But they all say to us, what are you doing, building a bomb? And after hearing that about five or six times, I just wanted to tell them, you know, if you really believe that that was a fertilizer bomb, if you believe a fertilizer bomb could have taken down the Oklahoma City federal building like that by itself, from that kind of explosion, maybe you should look at the blast pattern, because it's not a point source. It went across the entire front of the building. I remember when that happened. The internet, of course, wasn't around. I looked in the New American Magazine. They had a former retired, I think he was a brigadier general. His specialty was demolition. And he pointed out, you don't get a destruction pattern like that from a point source bomb. So, you know, we've made everybody so paranoid. Everybody is concerned about that. I guess I'm on yet another list because I'm going around trying to get fertilizer for spirulina. But that's the kind of paranoid society we live in. But then when you talk to people about things that are real, about their cars getting hacked, about their phones getting hacked, about the government looking at everything they do. Look at this article here. 950 million Android phones can be hijacked by malicious text messages. It was just a couple of days ago we saw that all Chrysler Fiat vehicles could be hacked wirelessly. So maybe we should be concerned about that. Maybe we should be concerned at least about the future of these wireless cars if Android phones, which have been around for quite a while, it's a mature technology, again, they're still hacking them, putting in malicious text messages. So all they have to do is send you a text message and they can hack your phone. They can get control of your phone. And it was very simple for these hackers on Wired Magazine to take over that Jeep. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to be getting behind. There's no wheel to get behind. I'm not going to be getting into a self-driving car without a steering wheel, without brakes. I will ride a motorcycle. I'll ride a bicycle. I'll ride a skateboard. I'll get a horse, whatever. I'll walk. I'm not going to get in a self-driving car. Not ever. I mean, look at what we've seen in the past with people who have, in several cases, blindly followed Google directions or Apple Maps directions or, you know, some of these computer mapping programs. Follow it right into the water. Follow it down a trail and get stuck in the woods and die or nearly die. Or in some cases, they went around all the signs, all the warning signs that told them, this road is closed, the bridge is out, don't go any further. And it's like, but my computer program tells me to go ahead. So they keep driving. They go around, weave around all the signs that are there for humans because they trust the computer so much and they drive off the bridge. There's a literal case of that, literally. A man and his wife, she died. He survived. But he kept driving and drove right off of the bridge. You know, it's a perfect allegory for where we're going with these self-driving cars. People don't understand the imminent danger, and they don't understand where this is leading. They don't understand that this is a means to take over your control, control of your transportation, to control your movements. Understand that the interstate system was created for military purposes. That's why Hitler created it. Before the war, Eisenhower had written a small book about how difficult it was for him to take a group of military vehicles from one point in the Northeast to another point in the Northeast. And then when he saw the Autobahn in Germany, part of World War II, it's like, we got to do that. And it was military primarily. Of course, there's been civilian use for it all this time, but that's primarily why they built the Autobahn and the interstate system here. Control of transportation is a main means of controlling a country, politically, militarily, physical control. This is why we do not want to have the government controlling each and every vehicle. They may be driven by computers, but they're going to be controlled by government, a government that can restrict your movement for any arbitrary purpose. That's the bigger picture. The immediate danger is that it's going to drive you into a ditch or drive you off of a bridge or have some kind of a software error. I mean, who would think that a computer would have a software error? We're only supposed to worry about human drivers, not about human programmers. I've seen plenty of human programmers making errors. I used to be a programmer myself. I made plenty of errors. I would never trust a car that was driven by a program that I wrote. Okay, and I'm not going to trust a program that's driven by something that somebody else wrote. We ought to be concerned about that. But it's just like the situation that we see with guns, the situation we see with them looking at our emails. People can't see the long-term picture. They can't see how this is going to broaden out. And so they understand, some people are starting to understand the need for individual protection for firearms, but they don't understand the danger that gun control presents to the population. Of course, we have done many discussions and videos about that here at InfoWars. When I first got here, we did a video called Democide, talking about the history of how gun control has preceded massive control, mass murder by the government called democide. Of course, it enables it. So people don't understand that. And we're going to talk later in this program about a couple of emerging trends. Of course, we've had a lot of news in the last few days about genetics. Of course, we're told the good side of the genetics. And every technology has good and bad sides. How do we control that? How do we control robotics, for example, so that we don't have killer robots? That's been in the news a lot. And then, of course, there was a story at the end of last week on Friday. There was a release of a Department of Defense conference where they were looking at future war, the battlefield of 2050, 35 years in the future. What does that battlefield look like? It looks like your worst nightmare. You cannot even believe the scenario that they have proposed here. To give you a quick overview, and we're going to talk about this at the bottom of the hour in detail, because it is a convergence of these two trends, of genetic modification and of robotics and AI. And they're going to converge these. They're going to push it. It's going to be an arms race. That's what everybody is concerned about with killer robots, is the arms race aspect of this. I've got to build it before the other guy builds it. And we push and we push and we push. We already spend more than every other country in the world on defense. Every other country in the world combined on defense, we spend more. We are creating the threats. Then we create the response, the counter to the threat. Then we create the counter to the counter to the threat. What is this for? We're multiplying death and suffering. The only people profiting from it are the military-industrial complex and the standing army. And we need to take a close look at where this is going, because in 10 years, it's going to be too late to stop this. It may already be too late to stop this. We need to understand where this is going. So we're going to talk about these converging trends of genetics and killer robots, because the battlefield of 2050 is going to be filled with killer robots and superhuman genetically modified warriors. These are not going to be Captain America. These are going to be Winter Soldiers, because they are going to get their hooks into their minds as well. we're going to create a super elite group of cyborgs who have implants in them, who have been genetically modified to withstand deprivation, to be super strong, to have equipment themselves. But for the most part, they want to make sure that these killer robots will be able to operate so quickly that they don't even want the enhanced humans to control them. This is called plausible deniability, or an alibi.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now. So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You're on.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, July 29th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be going to a special report from Paul Joseph Watson, the UK, on the UK's thought police in just a moment. But before we do, this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the high-quality products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. And we have a new special today. Buy two silver, get two free. This is also free shipping. Many times we run out of our products, and of course we're just about out of deep cleanse. We're going to run out of that probably later today, I was told by the warehouse. Right now you can get silver. It runs out when we get close to the winter season, but this is something that is not going to expire. You can keep this for a very long time. So as I point out, this is a good time to stock up. Free shipping, 50% off, buy two silver, get two free. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, that's a 50% off special. Stock up for it right now while it's in stock, because like many of our other products, like Deep Cleanse, they run out very, very quickly. Now, going to this report that we had yesterday from Paul Joseph Watson, we talked to him. He was in the city of London, and he was telling us about some questionable banking practices there. But this is a little bit different. This is about the thought police coming after people who want to protest Muslims. Let's go to that report.
This is Paul Joseph Watson reporting for Infowars.com. Amazing, shocking story up on Infowars.com today, which centres around this right-wing leader called Tommy Robinson. He's quite controversial in this country. He was arrested, rearrested recently for planning to attend a Draw Mohammed cartoon contest. Now, to understand the backstory, he was arrested separately for mortgage fraud last year, but he was already released by police in June. They rearrested him literally days before this event was due to take place last week because of the fear that he might offend Muslims. Now, this is coming out of a left-wing group called Hope Not Hate, which said that these right-wing individuals were planning to disseminate Mohammed cartoons in Muslim areas to start, quote, a civil war. That was completely unfounded, but Robinson himself has confirmed that he was rearrested by police just for planning to attend this Draw Mohammed cartoon event here in the United Kingdom. His speech in Oxford last year was also cancelled because, again, he was arrested by police. So we literally have thought criminals being kidnapped on the streets of London for daring to even think about committing the thought crime of offending Muslims. Of course, you think back to Charlie Hebdo back in January, Just We Charlie and that whole stand for free speech. That has also completely evaporated in light of Charlie Hebdo now backing down and saying they will stop drawing Mohammed cartoons. Now, contrast this to an incident which occurred right here in London, in this very area, just a few weeks ago, where a Muslim individual was walking around waving an ISIS flag. He was briefly detained by police, not taken in for questioning, not arrested for carrying an ISIS flag on the streets of London. Meanwhile, British nationals who merely dare to plan to attend a Draw Mohammed cartoon event are being kidnapped off the streets simply for their free speech. We also had another incident here in the United Kingdom about a year ago, where a political leader of the Liberty Party called Paul Weston was arrested again on the street for daring to read out a Winston Churchill quote about immigration because it could cause offence to immigrants. So we literally have thought criminals, political dissidents, being arrested on the streets of London because they might offend Muslims. That's the shocking state of free speech here in London, in the United Kingdom. I'm going to have more updates on that story on Infowars.com. This is Paul Joseph Watson reporting live from London for Infowars.com.
Exactly, and Alex Jones is in Europe investigating the globalist takeover there. He's traveling to various countries. He's going to be filing reports with us. As I mentioned before the break, we now have the man who is the first hero to shoot down a drone. His name is William Meredith. He's from Louisville, Kentucky, 47-year-old. This was a drone that was $1,800. We're going to have more information about that specific incident. I think it tells us a lot. And also, a reminder that Dr. Pan has now come up for a recall election. We're going to talk about that and another piece of vaccine news when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, David Knight, on this Wednesday, July 29, 2015. As I pointed out earlier in the show, Krauthammer of Fox had said that the first person to shoot down a drone would be a hero. Here's the circumstances of the first person to do that. A man from Louisville, Kentucky, 47-year-old William Meredith. He said Sunday afternoon he was out in the yard with his kids. His girls came in from the back deck and they said, "Daddy, there's a drone outside." He went out to look at it. He waved at it. It flew away. Then later, it comes back. And he says he's got a 16-year-old daughter who likes the sun out by the pool. He thought it was kind of creepy. Yeah, I think so, too. He noticed, he said, you should have privacy in your own backyard. Absolutely. He noticed that it was down at the neighbor's house, about 10 feet off the ground. He said, looking under the canopy that they've got under their backyard. So it's very low. It's looking under a canopy. I went over. I got my shotgun. I said, I'm not going to do anything unless it's directly over my property. Within a minute or so, it came over his property. He said it was hovering over the top of my property, and I shot it out of the sky. I didn't shoot across the road. I didn't shoot across my neighbor's fences. I shot directly into the air, shooting it down. He said, not too long, some of these guys show up, and they say, are you the SOB that shot down my drone? He said, yeah, I am. And he had his 40-millimeter Glock on him, he said, and they started toward me. I told him, if you cross my sidewalk, there's going to be another shooting. So a short time after that, the police arrived. He said he was disappointed, however, with the police response. They didn't have a problem with a Peeping Tom drone. They had a problem with the fact that he shot it down when it was coming down low over his property. Trespassing. He said they didn't confiscate the drone. They gave the drone back to the individuals. They didn't even take the SIM card out of it. He said, but we've got five houses here in the neighborhood. Everyone saw it. They saw what happened, including the neighbors that were sitting in their patio when he flew down low enough to see under their patio. That's the kind of constant surveillance that we get from the government, however. People don't realize, they get upset when they see this. They get upset when a comedian comes around, you remember that report that we've showed many times on InfoWars, where he puts on a suit and sunglasses, dresses up like a Secret Service agent, gets a microphone and puts it on a big boom. And he goes around in public places where people are talking at benches, talking at tables, and he puts the microphone boom right over them. And he's got a cord coming back. They know that he's recording it, and they stop what they're doing, and they turn around. And it's like, go away. This is creepy. Or they chase him or whatever. That's a normal response. It's a normal response to do that when you see a drone snooping on you. Do you understand that the government is doing that in a far worse way? Corporations are doing that in a far more invasive way than that. You just don't see it. I think that's a lot of what we see in terms of the discrepancy between the concern about, there's the video right there. What is his name again, guys? Tom Mabe. We've even interviewed him, and I always have to ask his name. It's really funny. He's got a lot of very funny videos I've seen. I just have a difficult time recalling his name. There you can see him going in public, holding the microphone, putting it into people's faces, intruding into their private life. That's the whole idea. Why aren't we concerned about government intrusions into our private life when they are specifically prohibited from doing that? That's why we had the FISA Act. They made it clear after they saw the encroachments and how the CIA and the NSA were getting out of bounds here domestically especially, but even abroad. They wanted to rein that in, so they created the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. So you will only be allowed to do foreign intelligence surveillance. Nevertheless, we see that the FISA court has now become a rubber stamp to allow them to do massive surveillance here domestically. That's the way they invert everything. The USA Freedom Act was set up not to assert our freedom, but to assert the freedom of the government to intrude on our liberties, on our privacy, to extend this kind of dragnet surveillance, just like the Patriot Act, just like the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act prohibits safe and accurate food labeling. Everything they do is a cynical lie anymore. Let's talk a little bit about the presidential politics while we're on cynical lies. We got Rand Paul calling for Hillary Clinton to return donations from Planned Parenthood officials. He says Hillary Clinton's hands are stained by accepting this money. She needs to immediately return every red cent she has received from Planned Parenthood employees. And he pointed out that Washington Free Beacon did research and found that she had collected, Hillary Clinton had collected at more than $10,000 from at least nine different Planned Parenthood employees just since she launched this presidential election campaign. Compare that to what happened to Dinesh D'Souza, critic of Obama, who, because he gave four donations of $20,000 in different people's names, $5,000 was the limit at that time, he got charged with a felony. He's being pushed around by a judge who says he needs to be evaluated for mental illness. But, of course, Planned Parenthood can give $10,000 from nine different people to Hillary Clinton, and that's what's happening. A lot of people are having enough of this. You can see at InfoWars.com, you can see a list of the politicians who supported the illegal labeling law. That's one of the articles we have up there, despite 90% of the people wanting labeling. We also have a Republican politician who's had enough of John Boehner. I've had enough of John Boehner. I would certainly support this move to oust him as Speaker of the House. This is a North Carolina representative, Mark Meadows. He has now put out a motion for Boehner to vacate the chair, an extraordinarily rare procedural move that represents the most serious expression of opposition to Boehner's speakership, they say. Now, Meadows is a second-term Republican, and they report, it's amazing that, this is Politico, of course, kind of taking the mainstream position on this. They're always going to support the leadership of the two parties. They say this is ill-advised. Many of his, even the critics of John Boehner and even Meadows' friends think this is an ill-advised move. It's preemptive. He didn't even meet privately with Boehner. It's like, why? We don't need to meet with Boehner. We know what he's doing. We know that he's betrayed the voters. We know that he can't get upset about these Planned Parenthood videos. He can only get upset about his golf games. He can cry when he talks about his golf games, but he could care less about what's going on with Planned Parenthood. It's absolutely apparent to everyone. You don't need to have yet another closed meeting with him. But nevertheless, going back to July 22nd, a little over a month ago, there was another article from Politico talking about the way he was treating fellow Republicans in the House. It goes beyond his position on the issues. It goes beyond his betrayal of the Republican voters. That should be enough. That should be enough. We don't need to have any more of that. But he's making enemies amongst the conservatives in the House. This article from a month ago says that Representative Mark Meadows, the same guy that just put up the resolution to get him out, get Boehner out, said Mark Meadows was punished for crossing the speaker. Conservatives consider blocking GOP legislation and trying to shake up the leadership at that time. The group is irate at what it calls a culture of punishment that Boehner's leadership team has instituted against members who dissent. And this isn't even really on a major issue. This is because they did not support his procedural vote on something. So because of that, Mark Meadows was punished by being removed from a subcommittee chairmanship. That's the way this goes. Now we've got Chris Christie, one of the presidential hopefuls, telling Colorado that the pot party is going to end with him if he gets elected. So now we got the pot belly lecturing the potheads, presumably. And maybe his campaign slogan could be, unhappy days are here again. We could take FDR's song, Happy Days Are Here Again, play it backwards maybe. Because we really are going back to the future with somebody like this. Doesn't he realize that there is no support for this in the public? If this were genuinely an election, you wouldn't make those kind of statements. But there's a lot of powerful people, powerful economic interests behind the war on drugs. Law enforcement, the prison industry, many, many industries are behind this. And this is what he says. He says, if you're getting high in Colorado today, enjoy it. Christie says, as of January 2017, I will enforce the federal law. If you want to change the marijuana laws, go ahead. Change the national marijuana laws. Well, I would say to Christie, if you want to enact failed policies of prohibition, then why don't you amend the Constitution first, like the 18th Amendment and the 21st Amendment, if I've got those numbers right. I think those are the two. We have two amendments out of only 20-some-odd amendments that were there because the federal government has no constitutional authority to prohibit anything, folks. They needed a special amendment to have the power to prohibit alcohol. So they had to pass a constitutional amendment because they still respected the Constitution to some extent in the early 20th century. No longer. They just make a pronouncement and say it's the law. We don't care what the Constitution says. There it is. It was the 18th Amendment. They don't care what the Constitution says. Just obey the federal law. He doesn't have to obey the Constitution, even though he takes an oath to it. The whole thing is a UN agenda, and it's about time conservatives wake up to that. It's about time we wake up to the fact that we're not going to change people's behavior. We're not going to change their spiritual condition. We're not going to change their medical condition by using the hammer and fist of SWAT teams. All we're going to do is corrupt law enforcement, as we've seen over and over again. Yesterday, we had the story about a district attorney who was paying for his college loans by stealing property from people in the name of the war on drugs. They don't even charge you with a crime, let alone find you guilty of a crime. This violates every fundamental principle of government and self-government and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The war on drugs is illegal. It needs to be stopped, but Christie hasn't gotten the memo yet. Also interesting, Fox has lowered the threshold for these early debates. They wanted to make sure that people like Lindsay, you don't get a lawyer, Graham, are included, and Carly, because I'm a woman, Fiorina, is included. So they're taking it down, taking it away. You don't even have to have 1% support. That's how they can get these people in there. Evidently, they've also eliminated candidate IQ requirements so they can fit Rick Perry in. They've lowered the gullibility threshold so they can get increased audience participation. Look, this is going to be on August 6th. It's going to be on Fox News. It's going to be a big media event for them. They want to have it to be a circus. Understand that this isn't even really a reality TV show. It doesn't even rise to that level. It's a poorly scripted sitcom. That's all these debates are about. We got a confession from Donald Trump saying that he would consider Sarah Palin for a post in his administration. This is Sarah Palin, who supported John McCain. She was John McCain's running mate. She endorsed John McCain over a Tea Party candidate when he was in a tight race in Arizona. John McCain is the guy that Donald Trump has supposedly been at war with. Okay, this is like professional wrestling, folks. It's absolute nonsense. Donald Trump says, Republicans don't hit Hillary hard enough. Our country is going to hell. Yeah, you know, he is the Howard Beale of the Republican Party. He's out there saying, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. And everybody's opening up their windows and shouting out, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore, and I'm going to get behind Donald Trump. They don't understand what the problems are. Donald Trump doesn't understand what the problems are. He doesn't know what to do about it. He hasn't even formulated a really clear idea of what the problems are. Have you heard him say anything about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, about the Transatlantic Partnership? Is he concerned that mega corporations are writing the laws, that we are having this global consolidation of government, that a few people are going to own everything? Of course he isn't. He's one of the few people that's going to own everything. He's one of the few people that already owns everything. Why are we getting behind somebody who is part of the crony capitalist elite to save us? This is a guy who wanted to throw a woman out of their home because he wanted to extend the parking lot for his casino. And when she refused it, he went to the casino authority, got them to use eminent domain to come after her, and then cut it down to a quarter of what he originally offered her. He did the same thing in Connecticut, where he was working on a deal with people in government there to make himself rich. He is the very embodiment of crony capitalism. He isn't going to save us from things like the Transatlantic Partnership, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He's going to cut himself a deal in that. He doesn't understand how the war in drugs creates El Chapo, or violent crime, that we see in Mexico that is now coming across into the United States. Look at this article from Infowars.com. MS-13 and violent street gangs are recruiting newly arrived illegal youth. See, the violence that people are fleeing from in El Salvador and other parts of Central and South America and Mexico, that's all coming here. It's all being made possible by prohibition. It's the same thing that we saw with Al Capone and the Chicago street gangs, except now it's on steroids. Now it's been running for decades, not just 13 years before we repeal it. It's been going now for decades. Is Donald Trump concerned about the surveillance state? I haven't heard anything about that. Is he concerned about the runaway military budget? Is he concerned about war after war after war? No, no. He wouldn't be running as a Republican. So I haven't seen any evidence that Donald Trump even understands what the problems are. He's appealing to the frustration of the American people. We understand the country is going down the tubes. We don't know what to do about it in most cases. And as I point out, we don't even understand what the problems are. Turning to the Democrats, look at this article about John Stewart's secret White House visits. They say John Stewart slipped unnoticed into the White House in the middle of October 2011. It was a budget fight at the time. He was summoned to the Oval Office to have coffee with President Obama. He jokingly told his escort he felt like he was being called to the principal's office. Maybe he wasn't getting the right message out. He needed to fine-tune his message in order to help the president. Ah, you thought it was just an innocent comedy show. You thought the guy had an honest opinion. You didn't realize you're being propagandized by John Stewart. Here's another one, February 2014. Obama again requested Stewart to make the trip from Manhattan to the White House, this time for a mid-morning visit, hours before the president would go on television cameras to warn Russia that there will be costs if it made any further military intervention in Ukraine. So here you are, the young people, the millennials, the younger generation who are looking to John Stewart for their news, and he's working with the president to make them cannon fodder in a war with the Russians. Yeah. That's the kind of propaganda that we've got going on. They say this speaks, now this is Politico, of course. They agree with him politically. So they cover for him, not Camille Paglia. She had some pretty harsh words about John Stewart in that article. We won't go to that, but Politico takes the position that this speaks volumes about John Stewart's reach. No, it speaks volumes about the propaganda, about the secret cozy relationships between the media. It's about how they can turn national politics into a heavily scripted sitcom. As I said, it's not a reality show. It's a sitcom. So instead of anchors like we've had in the past, Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, we've got comedians. How appropriate. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, David Knight, on this Wednesday, July 29th, 2015. As I mentioned earlier, we've got a new special at InfoWarsLife.com. Silver Bullet is on sale. You can get two Silver Bullet and then get two free. That's 50% off. We also have free shipping. As we pointed out many times, we run out of Silver Bullet because, especially during winter months, people are taking this to guard against infection, cold, that sort of thing. It's 30 parts per million colloidal silver. Right now, you can get it in stock. It's not going to go bad if you set it on your shelf. It's in stock, 50% off, and free shipping. And that's just for another 2 days, the end of July. That's going to be Friday. So for just another couple of days, you can get everything at InfoWarsLife.com with free shipping. Deep Cleanse is just about out. I was talking to them earlier today. They said there's probably only about 100 bottles of that left, so that'll probably sell out today. And we have our newest sleep support formulation, Knockout. That is $10 off. That's 30% off the regular price. Again, free shipping. As I was talking about yesterday, there's ways that you can reset your body clock, ways that you can calm yourself down and get sleep if you're not doing it. You can go set out in the woods. You can take off all artificial lighting, all Wi-Fi, all these different things, and reset your body clock. Hopefully your natural melatonin will kick in. But a lot of people find as they get older, their melatonin levels, everyone's melatonin levels, decrease. And so that's why a lot of people will take a supplement to help them get to sleep. But Knockout has more than just melatonin. It has valerian root, it has L-tryptophan, and it has other ingredients that will naturally help you to get to sleep easier. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, that's $10 off or 30% off of the regular price. It's a new sleep support formulation that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. And we were just talking about politics. We didn't talk too much about the Democrat side. We talked a little bit about John Stewart. Hillary Clinton's missing emails continue to come back to haunt her. We should all be concerned about this. Now, the newest revelation here, and this is coming from the Daily Beast. People that would normally support her, they're even concerned about this. They say there is a two-month gap in Hillary Clinton's emails that coincides with the violence in Libya. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that those emails would be missing? Remember the 18 minutes that were missing from the Nixon tapes? Okay, she's got thousands of emails that are missing from 2 months. 2 months, not 18 minutes, but 2 months are missing from the record. And it coincides with the employment status of a top Clinton aide, Huma Abedin. Very interesting. Several thousand emails missing. It wouldn't be the case that Hillary Clinton is a hypocrite, would it? I mean, she just started this global warming push while she travels around on a jet that's consuming 347 gallons of fuel every hour. Every hour. Every hour. That's the kind of elitist hypocrisy that we see from Hillary Clinton and the global warming crowd. But understand that this is about, the whole global warming push is fraudulent. I've got an article here, and I don't have it right here. I'll pull it up when we come back from break, about the massive fraud that has been uncovered in the data. Of course, we've seen the ClimateGate fraud. I was involved in trying to get some of those records with a group that I was working in. This is information that was paid for by the university. We have an individual, Michael Mann, who is working at the University of Virginia, corresponding with the people who were covering this up in the UK. But of course, even though the public was paying for this, he was doing it on working time, even though his conclusions were being used to set public policy. We could not see the emails. That's the kind of hypocrisy, the kind of manipulation we see. And of course, one of her opponents is pointing out that, hey, folks, Clinton voted for the Iraq War. Think about that. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our